In Washington, I'm David Gura in for Kai Rizdahl. The Swiss franc is the sixth most traded currency on the planet, and it just exploded in value by 15%. That's because the Swiss National Bank surprised just about everyone when it said it was going to stop trying to control the currency. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour explains what happened.
Way back in 2011, Switzerland was minding its own business, being Switzerland. And then Europe threatened to fall apart.
The debt crisis is far from contained.
Back
to
at home, public protests continue in Athens.
There's no way out.
That was scary. People with money in Europe moved it to Switzerland. They bought Swiss francs,
which is traditionally seen as a safe haven.
That's Brenda Kelly with IG. And just like the price of gas goes up in a hurricane, the price of Swiss francs went up too.
The strength of this Swiss franc was then problematic for the exporters within Switzerland.
After all, if your currency is expensive, so are your exports, chocolate, watches. So the Swiss central bank decided they would force the currency down, sell it dirt cheap, Swiss francs, 10% off.
It was selling an unlimited amount of Swiss francs.
That is Dino Koss, vice president of CLS Bank International.
Where do they get the Swiss francs? They print them out of thin air.
At this point, Switzerland has printed and sold half a trillion Swiss francs.
80-85% of GDP. It's very large.
Karthik Shankaran directs global strategy at Eurasia Group.
When you print that amount of domestic currency, it can lead to inflation.
The Swiss weren't having it.
There had, in fact, recently been a bit of a right populist backlash against Swiss National Bank policy.
Ultimately, the Swiss National Bank didn't explain its decision, but the effect was immediate. The Swiss franc popped up 15%. Switzerland is now 15% more expensive to visit. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.